You on the mic, what's your beef? I am Prince the Poet, and this is the On the Mic Podcast. And we just gonna get right into this. So this is my first episode. I'm excited. I've been postponing this thing for months. Just
too long.
You feel me? For like, not just because of personal reasons though. Like, shit, life. Life has just been kicking my ass.
Speaking of life.
Speaking of life.
Relationships?
The issues you got right now?
Yes.
Okay.
I just be like, bro, when do you know when to let go and keep fighting? Because, like, I get irritated.
Man,
fast.
What?
Because, like, guys are not trying to say all, but, like, it's just like, I don't understand dating. I really don't. Like, I try, but I just don't know what the fuck.
I don't either.
Like, I'm just like, what the fuck? Don't say you want me and then be on some dumb shit.
Because I feel it.
It just don't make sense to me. Now I'm like, bitch, you're confusing me? No, I don't like that. Oh.
I guess the term when you know, like, is that's when that comes into play. Because to be honest, I've been feeling the same way as of lately, like trying to figure shit out, like, bro, should I just go? Am I supposed to be here? Like, shit's just been crazy, hectic all over the place.
So when you say when you know, what do you mean by that?
When you know, like, if you know you need to be with this person, then you gonna fight. Yeah. But that's it, only if you know, like, the way you act, then you don't know.
But even with that, like, shit, do you feel like you know?
Shit, what you talking about? Oh, you do? Who, me personally?
I mean, how can I make, because I don't want to say me personally, because I don't ever want to, you know.
Oh, how do you know when you know is what you're saying?
Yeah, how do you know?
It's that feeling, man.
Because you ever feel it, because it's a thin line between knowing is worth fighting for and just being, I feel like being so caught up in going through insanity that you feel like you feel like this is the one.
But that's what you would know, like. There's no feeling like you're going through insanity. That's not, if you're with somebody that you know you want to be with, that you know you're gonna be with, you just know. It's that feeling. It's everything is different. It's when you're doing nothing, that's the most beautiful time. Just chilling with somebody, laid up.
You don't got no spider senses ain't tingling. You don't got trust issues.
I'm talking about, like, if you just chilling with somebody, y'all watching Netflix, or y'all just chilling in a room, nothing's going on. Like, y'all not even on y'all phones. Y'all just in each other's presence, enjoying it. And you can enjoy that with somebody, doing absolutely nothing with somebody. That's an amazing feeling right there.
But I feel like you can do that with girls that play you, too.
You can do that with girls that play you, but you're not going to have that same feeling.
Feeling in the sense of being able to be secluded with somebody. Are you specifically using that as an example? Or what do you feel like that if factor for a person being that one, that true love, basically, what is that if factor do you feel like it makes you that true love? Because me, per se, I have a problem being able to justify and say, this is the one I'm worth fighting for right now. Because
you haven't met that true love.
No, I'm not even going to say that. Okay. Because at the end of the day, my true love is ultimately, I believe, myself.
Yeah.
Until I ultimately love myself, you can't love yourself.
Got you.
I'm always going to go through, and then you got to calculate, you know, if I was me being personally not being raised with by my mom, I'm going to always be drawn to, whether, first of all, not trusting women.
Mm-hmm.
Not being raised by my mom.
Oh, gotcha.
Not being raised by my mom. And say if you, all right, just a general comparison, say if you was raised as a kid without your mom, and she came in and out your life, you'll grow attached to wishing you had that, but then also knowing that that's possible, that it can walk away. So you channel.
I'll be pushing people away.
So say if with your dad, say if your dad was in your life and you. Right. And so, guarantee, sometimes you may have an effect towards men.
I do.
That you feel like if your dad was there, you wouldn't have.
What are you really looking for?
That's what you brought up a great point.
Like, you must love yourself first
and know yourself
to be able to love somebody else. But also, you have to know what you're really trying to get out. Yeah, what you want, what you're trying to get out of somebody. Like, do you just want quality time? Do you just want somebody to hang out with? Are you actually trying to have somebody to build with?
Yes.
You're trying to have somebody to build with? Like, I'm talking about, like, through thick and thin. Okay, so if he did some fucked up shit right now, like, if God forbid, I hope he does, but if he cheats, if you're really trying to be with this man.
I would just have to beat his ass. I would walk away. This sounds terrible. But, like, you know what I'm saying? I walked away from a few because they just had me fucked up. I was like, yeah, you're not worth it. And it wasn't going nowhere in life.
Okay, that's smart.
But like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now you're trying to put her in there, but like Cardi, how she walked away and this man begging her. Like, she, you know what I'm saying? You gotta step away to make, you know what I'm saying? Like, you did what you did, so I'm gonna just step back, you know what I'm saying, and think about this before, you know what I'm saying? She ain't let the world.
Well, give yourself a chance to step back then. I see you over here flexing over it. Yeah.
Come on.
I see you over here flexing over it, yelling at it, looking at your phone like he ain't text back. Yeah, give your chance to step back.
Step back.
Step back.
Sometimes you got James Harden at.
I was just thinking that shit, my nigga.
Catch a person off guard, you know.
You gotta give them that, what's that called right there?
That jab step.
Sometimes you do have to give somebody the energy they giving you.
Let's tap in on that, bro.
No, that's crazy.
You just said it because I'm not gonna let you us pass this. So when y'all just said that, what I got in my mind is just, you know, say if, you know, when we feel like we got a. From a guy that used to want to be a player, use those alluring tactics to feel like I got a woman. A man always get to a point where he feel like he's comfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
And once a man get comfortable, that's when you start seeing his true colors.
Yeah.
When we was talking about that step back, sometimes you got to let, you know, a man like the chase. Once a man feel like he got you,
he get bored. I get what you're saying.
Sometimes you gotta get that. Just try to think. What you about to say?
I was gonna say you just give him like the when that dollar bill's tied onto a string. Give him that
bait.
Give him that bait. There you go. That's the one I'm looking for. Give him a little bit more bait. Yeah. If not, if he's still acting a fucking fool, bro, bounce. You pretty, bro. You can pull anybody. Like,
not right now,
that's mandatory. Yeah. I mean, you talk about
women have seduction. Men have like seductive language. So women being able to be seducing.
I was agreeing, but I don't even mean to. Like sometimes I just I'm myself. So
what's your opinion on that, though?
What?
On what he was just saying.
being yourself.
You repeat what he said though, so I can.
So basically, he was talking about
we was talking about the step back.
I said sometimes you got James Harden somebody,
yeah.
And I was saying you have to be comfortable. Sometimes when a guy don't want to be too comfortable with a woman, and the moment he get comfortable is the moment he gets. Oh, I know what I have. I can get Laxy Daisy like a kid in a toy store, always ready to see the next thing.
I agree, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm gonna just fall back, you know, I'm gonna just get more prettier, period. And post pictures and be like, she's chilling. I ain't gonna respond. I'm gonna be like, oh, I'm with the boys right now, shooting dice.
I mean, you ain't gotta be petty.
So, what
are women revenge tactics?
Every woman is different because I'm not gonna cap. I'm low key a crybaby, so like, bitch, I want to be loved. Stop playing with me. I don't like games, but like the fact that I have to, like, y'all, the fact that people have to,
I feel it.
So sometimes it hurt me so bad. Like,
I feel it.
I can step back for like a few hours, like or like.
Bruh, I feel it.
Like, you step back, but like, oh, but I'm not about to step back for no week or nothing.
You feel
like,
me,
bitch? Like, no, I miss you. Like, you stop doing it. Do you want me or not?
I ain't gonna fail. So my girl and I, we done got into it sometimes. She like, you know, I just need space. And I'll be like, well, how, you know, what's space? Like, is this enough space?
Yeah.
Like, I'll slide over a little bit. Is that enough space? She be like, no, I mean, like, I don't need to talk to you for a little bit. I'll be like, what's a little bit? Like, 5-10 minutes? Like, because she'll really, like, she ain't texting me now because, you know, like, I just told her, look, I'm about to do this podcast thing. Yeah. But for real, like, I told her, look, I need to take a minute to stop talking for you. Stop talking to you.
Which is, I feel like a smooth move.
Yeah, we've been arguing all day.
Keep going.
We've been arguing all day. But 30 minutes went by, and I'm checking my phone like, yo.
Yeah, like that's the only person I be like, yo, y'all, you probably think I got mad hoes. I mean, we all got those like fans or groupies, whatever you want to call it. But like, I'm not really giving.
You're not entertaining.
I'm an entertainer. I post, but like, I don't be like. I feel the same generic thing to everybody, I feel like, you know what, they're just fans and he's great, so
but going back to what you were saying, Prince, you know, and what I'm just starting to learn now, it's like being able to control your environment, like say if you and your girl is arguing, right?
We are, and
at the same time it's like y'all mad at each other, but at the end of the day, this is a person down the line in the grand scheme of things, is a person you want to like you and care about you regardless.
I just told her, I said, look, baby, we arguing. I know we arguing. I'm about to do this podcast. I love you. She said, don't tell me that shit because that's not the feeling I'm getting from you right now. I said, whatever you're feeling, and I capitalize your. I said, whatever you're feeling, that's what you're feeling.
Because
and I
you
understand
control,
that, but at the end of the day, I'm going
to
still love you. And she was like, I love you too after that.
And controlling your environment to me is like, all right, I understand where we at right now. But listen, right now, I know I can't function in this energy right now. rather than me being upset and making this worse. Okay, I got a podcast I gotta do. Hey, Queen, I'm gonna put this to the side. Let's tap on this later on. Let me be in good spirits so I can get a good podcast, and then later on let's talk about it.
Right, because as if I can keep doing, I'm trying to be consistent with this podcast because eventually I want this podcast to turn into my career. If I can get that to happen, exactly. If I can get that to happen, then I'm not gonna be stressing over the things I'm stressing about now, which will make my life easier. If my life is easier, her life is gonna be easier because I'm definitely gonna take care of her.
I don't like to be that girl to be like. You know how people I be turning down?
Yeah. Like, so, why do you turn them down?
Because I feel like if we're supposed to be building or talking, like, it's right.
Oh, y'all
right
just chatting?
Chill out.
Y'all just business. Chatting.
Mind your business.
Look, nah, I'm gonna say.
Hold on.
I'm gonna say, because if it was.
She's self-indicting herself.
You feel me?
Right?
I was just gonna say, because it's shit. If you was just chatting and somebody acting sideways on me, I'm quick. Yeah. I'm light-skinned with green eyes. You feel me? Like, I'm light-skinned with green eyes. I'm quick with it.
What? But pay attention. Like, what friction? Because remember, how we was talking about alluring. Remember we was talking about that? And I was just talking today to you about the steps of alluring to me. And this is helping me out at the same time. Mm-hmm. I was saying, I believe it's three different steps. You know, everything has a beginning, middle, and end.
That's true.
When it comes to being allured, because you said you upset with him. At one time, same with your girl. Even with my shuddy, whatever.
Yeah.
With that, whatever. It's always a time where when you first meet them, it's like the best feeling in the world. Which
I swear.
The reason why you like them.
Because they're new. Everything is new.
Exactly.
So when everything is new in the beginning, you're still learning everything.
Okay.
That middle part.
What's the middle part?
That's when you're starting to realize. That's when you're starting to learn who they are. So everything is still new, but it's not as fresh. You're like, oh, you do that? You do that because you do this. That makes sense. Now you start to put pieces together. Now once you get to the end of things, God forbid, I hope you get to the end of things with your relationship. I hope your relationship always prosper and goes to the next level if it can. But if you do, unfortunately, reach an end with somebody, it's because you realize once you've learned them and they're not as new anymore, you're not as compatible with them. Or maybe you just lost the spark that you had for them. Or maybe it could be numerous of reasons.
What do you feel like your middle part was?
I don't give a fuck.
What was that conflict? That's what it is. Because he said he was an hour and 20 minutes away. No, so hold on, because we're really trying to get to the friction is with communication, right? All right, so is he not talking to you, or are you not talking to him?
Or is it like he's not communicating because y'all are having certain type of problems and he's not trying to talk through them or talk them out? Like, y'all are having situations that you feel aren't right and you want...
No, we talk it out. Normally, I call, he answers, he texts. So when I'm with this person, this person has a career in dance. He loves to dance. So when
Me personally, I think, you know, conflict is important for me. Think about it. I like the beginning. I love that part.
Okay, so.
I'm listening.
Communication.
Okay,
it was
good
at first.
What do you mean?
Like,
it was good at first. Like,
well, not saying it was like perfect, but like, so.
Yeah,
I don't
want to
say where he's at. It's only like an hour and a half away.
Oh, it's a long distance too.
Oh,
yeah, but.
Hey, I already know what hit the back of your mind first. That nigga cheating.
It's long distance. He acting funny. I ain't trying to laugh at your problems. But
talk out.
It's long distance and he had it funny.
Anything over 20 minutes.
You feel me? He had it. You talk about something, I'm just gonna pop up. And you said an hour and 20 minutes. Goddamn. That's not a pop up, goddamn. That's a stay the night. You need to pack you a bag, goddamn.
Stay the night,
fuck it. Communicate through him to dance.
Before we got attracted, we were just like chilling, whatever. So like, he dances.
Drawn to that.
So he dances like all day. Like before we even left, like I just know this man can dance until like 3 a.m. Like legit on some. You know what I'm saying?
Some shit that you like.
Yeah, but well, I guess.
I know, right?
Aren't you a dancer?
I'm an artist. I like to do it all, but I still like to learn. But like what I'm saying is, like, before we even start talking, I was learning him like already. I'm just like, okay, he can like literally dance all night. Like this man can go all night.
That's what he does.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So I'll be trying not to like. But like it's a complicated.
So she want to give him his space because you know he's a dancer, you know he's doing a lot of different things.
Yes, he does stuff, but I just be like.
So you want him to move at your pace, or do you want? Is it like, or I want him to know how much I like him?
I want us to communicate a little better and to spend like, yes, you're busy, right? I be busy too. That's fine. Sometimes because I don't have it, and sometimes I do. But I would sacrifice even a day or even just a few hours
because you like him.
Yes.
By the way, if anybody has any input on this situation, feel free to write in.
I know they're like, well, if you really care about you, then I'm just like, I don't. You know what I'm saying? saying? Like, at this point, I just don't know and I just don't care. Like, I care, but I'm just, like, over it. I'm
chilling. What do you mean you don't know? Like, you're not giving us enough detail. I know you don't want to throw all your business out there, but baby girl, this is what we on the podcast for. You got to vent.
This is what I'm hearing so far. You so he a dancer, bro.
Okay.
He a dancer. He busy dancing.
Okay. You feel me? Doing his thing.
She like, okay, he must be too busy for me. Okay. Right?
That's what you hearing?
To an extent, because she's not really saying, because I feel like if he did something wrong, I feel like a queen would not be ashamed to just put out the wrong day.
Oh, yeah, you know queen wouldn't be ashamed. Yeah.
They'll be right. So,
I'm about to say, bro, so that's what I'm here. My girl quit to call me on my shit. Like, yeah.
I hear he working, but you want him to communicate and, you know, take time out to make you feel important.
So you
want to
be...
Yeah, basically. But, like, make that your life and yourself and that your first priority cool, but, like, make time for me because I can make time for you. Like, let's sit down and have a day.
Oh, so he's not making time for you. That's what you meant by the communication. I thought, like, there was a problem and he's not communicating through the problem. Like, that's what... but if that's what you... I get you. Yeah, if he's not making you a priority...
We make time... But, like, it's just, I don't know what's going on in his head. He might be going through something. I don't know yet, because, you know what I'm saying, people don't like to open up. So, like, I'm like, dude, like, you know what I'm saying?
I'd
be confused. I don't know.
So let's not disappear from this real quick, because Prince, we gotta do her justice and find a solution.
I'm about to get on. So you were saying things changed, because you said in the beginning, so he used to always make time for you in the beginning, but now he had... That's what I was saying, like, about that beginning, middle, and end. When people start to, like, put pieces together, they get a little complacent, like...
Then with that,
plus you were hour 120 away.
The solution is this: why don't you go? He a dancer, so rather than
I told him that I wouldn't mind
communicate him through mind. Communicate to him through dance. Man, think about it. Even when you think about arguments, men understand solutions. Women, men ain't really as, unless they have like emotions, men ain't as open as women. Women, man ain't gonna be like, oh, I need her to show me some attention.
I wouldn't mind. I literally said, even if you dancing all day, because I love to dance too, but like, what if it's a day I don't feel like it? I would just sit here, I was like, I can watch you dance, like, I'm fine with that.
Record him dancing, get your phone, like, hey, I like to be a dance.
I feel what Poe's saying on that. Spring, I mean, like, yeah, I like that. But you, also, you said, like, he's like an hour and some change away.
We talk every day, but like, we don't talk during the day, which is fine, because I don't need you to like be on, you know what I'm saying? I'm at work all day, so he's still like, oh, hey, okay, cool. I'm at work, talk to you later, boom. Then he'd be like, hey, or how are you? Then we, you know what I'm saying? Like that.
What else? Does he have a job? Like, what? Or all he does is just dance?
He's a teacher.
He's a teacher. All right, that's going to take up Monday through Friday right there. Especially if he's teaching some baby kids.
Cool. Yeah, no, he is teaching kids, like, certain out. Like, I know that. You know, like, I know you're trying to do stuff.
And Saturday and Sunday, Saturday he probably dances. Sunday, I don't know
I always say, let's settle for Sunday.
How often do y'all talk, though? So, where's the problem with the communication then? Because you still not, like,
spent too much time. Like, I want to make time. Like, we have not hung out, I think it's... We don't hang out
Ain't linked up in a minute.
We don't hang out, like, every other weekend, because sometimes, literally, like... I was just there last week, I think. But we hang out, if it's not every weekend, then every other weekend. So we try to shoot for, like, Sundays. Because, like, our weeks are busy, which is fine. You're in different, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all in a long-distance relationship. I'm going to let y'all know that shit hard, man. Like, that's complicated. I couldn't do it.
I know. I don't even know how. Well, people here are annoying, and they just all stupid. They don't want to do nothing. They don't do shit.
Are y'all dating?
Yeah. Nah, she said they was chatting. They just in the talking stage. Like,
so you basically just want him to spend time with you?
Yeah, so we can eventually fucking date. Like, what? I'm not trying to rush for this date now. No, talk, get to know. Like, then we can.
Sometimes you gotta learn.
That's the goal when you chat.
But I'm not just be like, hey, we just... Ignore me.
What do y'all feel like y'all goals align in then? Like, me personally, if I was in that scenario as a man, it's like, okay, how, or from where you saying you feel like he not showing you what you willing to show him. So that means you need to take the initiative to, you know, see, okay, what do we have that aligns with each other that will force us to spend time.
Dance.
So,
but hey, when are you dancing? Cause I'm bored. I can go dance.
And then from there, you know, dance or find try to find a creative way to get his mind off dance and get it to you too. Him.
Have you told him that you want to see him more?
Yeah.
You told him that.
Yeah, when I'm getting down, all my business. I was like, had some last night, and he's like, yeah, maybe I do need to change. I'm sorry that you feel that way. I'm trying to work.
You already gave
me. Okay, talking about. So wait, he's giving you a couple of, you know, options that he could change up, and
he said, yeah, maybe I should. I said, yeah. He said, yeah.
Then why are you still tripping over it if y'all talk this situation over? Like, yo, it's just been a day, baby girl. You got to give patience. Like, that's the thing about being an adult that I'm starting to learn. Like, I have to learn patience.
I just miss it.
so you just being a baby right now, bro. Like, you made me think there was legitimate issues, bro. I'm thinking over here, like, oh.
Good to get out there.
Hey, that's okay. And that's why we venting on the Open Mic Podcast. You feel me? Like, nah, me and my girl, we're having communication problems. That's just the thing. The way I communicate and the way she communicates is
different.
I mean, of course it's different. I was just
how do you communicate?
It's the way I talk and the way I phrase things that she doesn't necessarily get. And yeah, and that's the thing. She's so fucking smart. Like, she's incredibly smart. So some of the things that I say, it doesn't make sense to her. It makes complete sense to me. Or it, like, if I'd have said it to you, I can't really think of of something right now off the top of the head. But if I'd have said it to you, I know you would have got it. But if I say it to her, she just doesn't really get that. So I'm trying to figure out a way that she can, the way that I can put in whatever language I need to put in for her to be able to understand. That's what I'm trying to work on right now. We've been having this problem for about a week now, like, where shit's just feeling terrible.
Understanding, like, each other.
Yeah, we not understanding. Then, like, she just had a bad day at work.
So, me per se, man, I feel like this, and my dad told me this, like, he said, you can only control how you react to things. You can't control the other party. And what I believe I took from that is, like, say if I was in the same situation as you. Me, I would see it as me and my girl. It would be me and my girl.
And I was trying to put all this stuff together. Like, you know, I'm trying to get things going. Before I even got on the podcast, I was writing down a poem right there that so I can record it for later. That way I can post it up later. Like, I'm trying to get shit together. And she had a bad day at work. We didn't even get to chat it out. We just instantly got into an argument after we had a disagreement on something we didn't clearly communicate on. So communication is our problem. I'm trying to figure out things I can do to fix up my communication so she can understand. Which I also feel like on her part, she could try to figure out a few things to fix on her end, which I'm going to tell her, but I ain't going to tell her right now because she upset. And like I said, I don't want that smoke. I don't want issues in my house.
Argue until I feel like you're going to understand me. It's not
right.
About that.
Because I don't even like arguing.
They not going to understand. At the end of the day, when you have your mindset on something and she do too, it is what it is.
And women got something built in them that just make them want to argue.
Yeah. I'm a man too, and I can be guilty because me, I'm
you
saying
like to
me.
Argue.
No, it's like I don't, but I'll be trying to, it's something in my brain.
That makes you.
And I'm like, bro, what? Like, literally, I'll be tripping. Like, even I'll be knowing, I'll be like, I would be like, yo, I was tripping, but like, this, I don't like that. And I'm like, I'm trying to learn how to be more calm and stuff, or whatever you want to call it, but like, I'm not perfect. And that's, people need to understand. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
You're not perfect, but you realizing what you need to work on right there, that's just a better
thing. And
I'll be
telling, I was like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I have these opinions and this and that. Yeah, I was right about that, but I shouldn't have went away about saying this like that, or, you know.
Boy, I need to run what you just said by my girl. Like, I understand she has an opinion on something, but the way, because she be talking out the side of her damn neck.
Against the problem. Not me against her and she against me.
Right, I feel
and
that. Then,
and with that, real quick, is being able to say, okay, as Prince, how can I make the best move to where I can say, okay, I did the best I can to make the best out of this situation. With arguing with your girl. Now, it comes to a point where you can't, like me, I can't, even with, you know, my significant, I can't.
And I love her to death. She be goddamn, doing this shit right here, when she do that, poke me in my head, and I just.
I think emotion, we only argue because we want to force emotion from the other person. That's all arguing is, basically.
No,
I'm going to get a reaction from you, because think about it. If you are, say if you're trying to argue with me, and you yell at me, and I don't say nothing back. Then
like,
you get,
oh, you don't care, huh? I am single!
So you got basically understanding the science behind just arguing. I believe it's just trying to,
see,
when you argue with
care,
somebody, you're trying to get,
too.
Yeah.
I'm not going to care. Yeah. And that's what my brain did. And I was like, why?
Yeah,
but it was like, just
energy.
To see. And I'm like, no, but it's like, do it anyway. So
to
then I did it.
Care.
But then he did, because I was like, he said, don't block me. But, you know, that's why I'm blocking.
Yeah. So, wait, time out. Why are you causing problems?
I don't know.
Why you causing problems? Like,
and I feel like
my girl do shit like that,
but
too,
I don't
bro.
Mean,
like, that's why
and
I'm
I tell him, like, I really, like, you think I'm playing. I'm like, I really do not mean to. So at least I'm owning up. I'm not over here, like, doing it. Like, well, I said what I said, or period, deal with it. No, like, I'm over here trying to figure out why the hell I did it, too. But
you just love that nigga, but y'all crazy, bro. Y'all crazy, man.
Because normally, let's say, I mean, maybe.
That nigga Paul said, nah, you don't want to do that. I ain't going to really lay hands on my girl, bro. I promise.
Because, yeah, like, I wouldn't do that.
She's making me want to sometimes.
I wouldn't do that if I really, I don't know. My brain is like, some people just be like, don't care. Like, you know, people in the past, I just wouldn't really care for. I would just tell them, like, you know, you're annoying me. Like, boom, like, whatever. Like, forget.
Oh, like I said, like, you a good one. If I'm chatting with you and shit just start to go south out of nowhere and we just chatting, oh, I'm quick to leave. I'd be like, all right, like.
He's really calm.
Communication, though, when you was going to talk about communication, I think that's the most important thing. Like,
communication is, bro.
You can hate some, like, you can, even if the relationship fall out, if you are able to establish that communication.
Y'all can at least have a good falling out.
And that's the goal. You want to be with somebody you can complete. Let's be honest, from man and woman. Of course, in this world, we would wish we can date somebody where we can be totally honest with them.
Oh, what?
But because, what? Because first of all, we don't trust the person. And because at the same time, we may not trust ourselves or whatever. Whenever we get into a relationship, it's always something we're going to hold back. Mm-hmm. It's always. Because a man can't be bluntly honest to a woman. And a woman can't be bluntly honest to a man. It just can't happen.
I'm a goofy dude. Yeah. And so, the girl I'm with right now, she's not like that.
Serious?
Yeah, she more serious. Now, don't get me wrong. She can be fun. Don't get me wrong. But she's more serious.
I understand.
I was never truly as goofy as I could be around her until we really, like, started hitting it. Once I started doing that, in the beginning, it was a problem. Mm-hmm. She would always be like, why didn't you tell me you were like this? Or why didn't you always show me, you know, this part about you? And I was like, yo, it's just me being me.
And make sure you, and at the end of the day, make sure, you know, if you have faith in, like, because some people can be so dull that you can have a creative idea.
And they kill it.
And they'll kill it. And you'll be like, hold on.
Nah, I mean, I'm a creator, but she is.
I'm not even saying also, specifically of nobody.
I get it. I get it. But no, we got through that. We taught, like, I told her straight up. I was like, yo, this is, I'm a goofy dude. I told you that in the beginning. She was like, yeah, but you didn't let me know you were this goofy in the beginning. And I had to straight up.
Tell me he was crazy. I just don't know how crazy he is.
I had to straight up tell her, like, yo.
You said he was crazy? You said you want to see how crazy.
No, man. Like, because we was on the. Oh, okay, so.
You crazy.
Yeah, for real. You no, crazy. Look, I was just thinking that shit.
So,
like,
I asked. You crazy. I didn't really technically ask for his permission, but I just wanted to, like, take a bite, like, you know, talk to him about it. So, a good friend, like, old friend of mine, never did nothing like that as a guy, though. He wants to do, like, skits for his Instagram, you know, because, you know, So I was like, cool, I was going to do that. Let me, you know what I'm saying, cool. Running by. He's like, yeah, cool, as long as it's just acting, because I'm crazy. I was like, no, it's cool. I'm like, I'm crazy too. The fuck? Yeah. I'm just curious now, like, how crazy are you? Are you just saying that?
Nah, that's a crazy motherfucking question. Like, motherfucker tell me they crazy. I go, how crazy? I go, all right, you crazy. Cool. Like, that's just me. Like,
I done dated enough, been in enough crazy relationships growing up. I'm cool.
Man, and the reason why I say I don't want issues in my house is because I had a chick pull up to my apartment at 3 in the fucking morning. Princeton! Like, yo, bro, that boy, you on a surefire way to wake up, bro, get a motherfucker mad, wake him up at 3 o'clock in the morning. Anybody gonna be pissed. Like, Prince, bro, no, bro, like.
And that's why us as men, sometimes we try to, men don't be, I don't feel like we, a lot of women, we try to protect. We try to protect ourselves.
It depends on the situation.
I'd rather have the truth. Like, even if you're hurt, tell me the truth, because I can get over it better. I can respect you. But if you just pop up on some shit, I'm like, oh, fuck
for
you.
For example, you know, you said a queen pulled up to your crib one day, banging on your door.
Mm-hmm.
You did not expect that, right?
I don't know.
Invaded your privacy, right?
Yeah.
Just to get you caught up, right? At your crib.
Yeah.
That queen ain't paying no dime to it.
Nah, we was dating.
That you went, at the end, y'all got a wedding ring on? You know what I'm saying? So I'm saying, and what I'm saying with this is like, okay,
you right though.
At the end of the day, if you gotta do that, just don't date the person. If you gotta run up on me and see what I'm doing behind closed doors, that means behind closed doors.
This was that chick that told me, she was like, oh yeah, I'm crazy, haha, and I was like, you know, all women say that type shit. Nah, she showed me that shit, and then that's why I'm telling you, like,
no, I don't want to be like that.
No, it's okay. And I don't, like,
chill out. I have not ever really.
Yeah, exactly. You already.
I ain't not gonna do it, but like, I just like. But I don't wanna be. Like, I don't wanna be like that. So I really like. Look, y'all. At the end of the day, just communicate shit.
I feel it. Like,
and I be trying to fix myself. I don't try to. I don't even walk around saying that because that's not cute. I'm crazy. No, it sucks. Like, what my brain just be triggering.
I don't really
nowhere.
Think people are crazy. It's just crazy, things that you experience in your past that you don't like. So when somebody does that, whatever you don't like, you react to it. So I mean, like, people be like, I'm crazy. I was like, nah, you're not crazy, but who hurt you? Like, Yeah, like, you're not crazy.
We gotta stop asking. We gotta stop asking when you crazy. Like,
yeah,
hurt you sometimes.
No, yeah. I don't ask nobody they crazy. But if you willing, bro, I'm not gonna stir up the pot. But if you goddamn give me the ladle, shit, you feel me? Like, I'm not gonna cause any problems. But if you present problems, like if you say I'm crazy, oh, what makes you think you're crazy? Why are you bringing that up? Type shit, like.
Well, we're gonna find out next episode. All right, man. It was nice talking to y'all, listening to our problems. Everything gonna be straight at the end of the day, like regardless of what happens. I feel like I'm gonna always be good.
As long as you know that. Like, it's one thing to say it, which saying it is powerful. Mm-hmm. It speaks it into the universe.
Yeah, for sure.
But as long as you know that, you're going to be fine. You're going to be fine.
What?
You're going to be fine.
First of all, last year around this time, actually like a week ahead from now, the most fucked up shit. We're not going to talk about that.
Oh,
but
she
like,
said a week ahead. She remember that.
No, seriously. Like that. Like, hey. So when my friend died in 2013, like that, like January had been a hard month. But like even what happened last year with just dumb stuff, mm-hmm. like that really shaped me. So like, no, like, yo, you can really hurt me. I'm gonna let myself feel that and I'm gonna move on. Like, I'm fine. Like, you know what I mean? Yes. I don't dwell on it for too long anymore. I just kind of be like, damn, that hurt. Should I do music? I write about it real quick. Move the fuck on.
Man,
bro, if we all got a poem, we should all say our individual poem.
Well, I don't have a poem.
Shit, what? I got a million of them. My book
well,
right
I used
next
to write
to
poems,
me.
But I just been writing songs. So like,
hey, give me,
nigga,
give
I got
me
a poem.
Give me something,
that
bro.
You named defense mechanisms. Remember?
Let me hear that shit, bro. Let me hear it, bro. Nigga said it's a podcast.
Yeah, I got you.
It's a podcast.
You say I'm a walking defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. You say I put up these walls to keep people out, but have you ever thought maybe it was to keep myself in? Mm-hmm. You say that I like being broken, but have you ever thought that I was the dumper and not the dump being that I'm not running away from love because my past haunts me? I'm running because I'm not ready. I'm not ready for the communicating and the nonchalant smiles. I'm not ready for those long conversations as I'm staring into your eyes for what seems to be eternity. And you got to snap me back to reality by questioning me like, yo, Prince, what are you thinking? And I can't tell you I'm thinking of you and me. So I quickly cover up my face from blushing, tell you it was nothing. You say I'm a walking defense mechanism that I run from the healing. But what you don't know is I left imprints on women's hearts as their legs were reaching for the ceiling. All because at first glance, they made my heartbeat sound like violins. And now I'm just trying to make amends for my sins because I'm slowly starting to realize that I didn't even deserve to be in their presence. Mm. So instead of letting that man live, I choose to not let him exist. Mm. No, we are not in middle school.
Send me up. Send me up.
We ain't in middle school.
Send me up. Hey.
Okay, hey. Let me hear Poe. Hey. I'll pocket entertainment. Yeah.
Who you know?
Okay.
Your podcast on Sunday night though. Young Poe.
Okay. Hey,
I can rap fast or slow.
Hey!
Yes. Michelle on the beat.
Hey.
We in this crib. Take off our shoes. Yeah, socks on the feet. Hey.
Hey, okay.
Next to the kitchen. Hey.
Hey.
If the dog come in here, you know Michelle gonna be bitching.
Hey.
Yeah. Young Poe, what you mentioned? Name on the Instagram page. Baby girl, you just came in late. I just wanna take your ass on a date.
Hey.
Chicken and fries.
Okay.
Or chicken tenders. My name Napoleon. Shit, you don't remember?
Hey.
They're playing City Girls. And they awesome thoughts. They just want me if my pockets got a lot of knots. Fit some dope in my pockets or in my socks. Hey, I just gotta run away from the ops and cops. Pass it to my nigga Prince.
Hey,
that's Will Smith's son.
Hey,
his face look like an afro with a honey bun.
This nigga come in for me, so I'm on his ass. He thought it was a game. Well, I'm about to blast. Got the AK in the back. Yeah, you know I stay strapped. I'm talking these guns, but I ain't really like that.
Hey, bring it back. Hey.
Roses are red.
Okay. Okay.
Violets are blue.
And the blue they be.
Why the fuck do I be tripping?
I don't know.
I tell myself, what the fuck do I do? Shit, I don't know. I try to keep myself calm.
Okay, acapella.
Hey, I used to be a good girl, now I'm wearing these thongs.
Hey, the freeze come out of nowhere.
Ow.
Okay,
ow.
I don't know how to say how I feel, so I just put in a song, and I hope me and this dude can get it together. I just want to get along.
Ow. I feel that. No, I just want to be happy.
Hey.
And free.
Free.
And I want her to be happy. And free.
But I want him to come.
But
back.
I want to be happy and free together.
Hey. Like,
yeah.
That's the
I want to be happy and free together. Like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just want to find solid ground. And then once, I mean, everything's going to be fine. Yeah. Just like you said.
You're right.
Nah, but for real, catching feelings is scary. Like, getting attached to anyone that you don't truly know yet.
Oh my God. I'll be like, fuck, chill out.
And Michelle. I was watching some interview with Will Smith, and he was talking to some chick, because y'all know Will Smith, my dad. Yeah. So he was talking to, I forgot the lady's name, he said it's an older woman. She was like, you and Jade have been together for only 17 years. This was like an older. And you like, y'all don't even know each other yet. The concept of not knowing somebody after 17 years, that's crazy. You married, you're married with somebody. You sleep in the same bed. You see them every day. You talk to them every day. And you still don't know them? And granted, people do change every day. But that's crazy. Like,
I'm just trying to change for the better. But like,
yeah, of course.
Catch it, feelings me.
That's a must.
It just tripped me out. Like, I'd be like, what the? Like, I was good at first. Because like I said, I liked him, right? I ain't shoot my shot. He shot his. Because I was like, I didn't want to shoot mine. I was like, every time.
Why girls be like that, bro?
No, I used to. No, listen. Chill out. Because I shot my shot a few times, but niggas are still playing. I was like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to let the next one come to me. Because I'm tired of shooting my shot. Anyway, oh yeah, I was cool at first. It's like I liked him and stuff. I was trying to be calm, but then like, you know,
catch your feelings is a good thing though.
It's not necessarily a bad, but it I'm agreeing with you.
I miss him.
Because if you don't catch feelings, I mean, without catching feelings, it's like any conflict, bro. Conflict make things a little bit more fun if we be
real. That's true, because I was in a relationship where I never had conflict with a chick. Sometimes. And don't get me wrong, we had great times, but I was always thinking like, yeah, like this don't feel right. Like we could be out chilling, laughing, having fun, and I'm just like,
because arguing is all arguing is okay. You believe one thing, I believe another thing. This is my claim. This is your claim. Can we trust that the way we see things is understandable? Okay. And from there, because think about it, bro. You can. And I was reading Laws of Seduction. You can't force nothing.
True.
You cannot. If you feel like somebody lying, and they trying to tell you they not lying, if you think they lying, let it be what it is.
Talk your shit.
And don't even talk your shit.
I'm
saying take time and just really sit back and think. Okay, give it time. Being quiet. My cousin told me when you observe, the truth gonna spell it out for you.
Okay,
you just be quiet. But okay,
patience.
Because a lot of times when you get in arguments because you think somebody lying or misunderstanding. So let's address the lie part. Say if you think somebody lying, if that's the situation. Mm-hmm. You sit down and you think about it. If your mind's saying that shit lying,
that's why I like to talk in person. Because sometimes I can even sense it through the phone. But sometimes
When you talking in person,
I be like, I do this, like my eyes are squint. So I'm like, So when, what time? Like, I don't know. I love that.
I watch body language.
And I'll be like, I see you. I'm like, okay, your arm is too. Okay.
I watch like your eyes. Like if I'm seeing you're talking to me and you're looking at me the whole time, and then like you want to say something, and you look down when you saying.
See,
something.
I normally don't look down unless I am lying, I guess. But I don't
exactly try to unless thinking, you're lying. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
You know, if I'm looking, I'm not lying. I'm just trying to remember. I be like, you know what I'm saying. So I be like, I look in your eyes, but I might look up because I'm like, shit, I don't know. And sometimes people, I don't know. I feel like you need to break eye contact just for a second. Like,
of course,
look up. But if you look it down, like
but if you say like, if I ask you a question, like, yeah, so where were you last night? You like, huh?
What do you mean? What do you mean? Like,
what do you mean?
Bitch, first of all, your eyes. Left, right, down, right,
I told you where I was at last night. You know what I'm saying? Like, see, like that. Like, oh, if I'm talking to you and you're. I told you where I was at last night. Like, doing shit like that. Like, yo.
And even with that, if it get to that point, man, it's like, listen, just control your environment. Like, I'm at the place in my life. It's like, listen, if you gonna spend your life trying to, like, especially if I want to love you, I want good energy from you. You know
good
what I mean?
Good energy.
Bottom line, if you got bad energy good with energy. Me, okay, that's cool. But we gonna pull to the side and talk about it and let it be.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because life's short. You know what I mean?
And that's another thing too. I'm like, you know, I'm gonna forgive you.
I'm not about to leave Earth knowing that you got something against me and not. Knowing you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's like the only person you know your truth and you know your lie. You can't argue with yourself. You ain't no goofy. You know your truth, you know your lie. I know my truth, I know my lie. Whatever people, you know, regardless, I'm gonna have me right. That's how I think. It can be selfish sometimes, but it's like, for example, like say if you like somebody, right? You like a guy and you giving them all, you know you giving them, or but at the same time, you feel like he not giving you what you giving him. If he's not giving it to you, can't force it. And if you manipulate your way to get it, it's not going to feel
real. I don't got time for it. The fuck I got to manipulate you?
I'm grown.
Yeah, like I said, do your thing. Change your career. Do my thing. But let's come together and like we can teach each other, learn each other. You know what I'm saying? Like,
bro, let's
like
just
that.
Support. For real. Have a lot of sex and make a lot of money.
I'm going to ask this question. Like, bro, you have a,
can we have sex?
One thing I hate is mind games. Okay. I don't trust.
I can't read your mind.
No, because it's like this. when I mean mind games, I don't like know. I can't.
Oh, somebody playing with
you. I would never in my life. Listen, I like for example, I know chick like the mother of my second. As I say, she don't play no mind games. I respect one thing. I respect is a person that don't play mind games.
I tell you
and what I mean by that is you know when you're being honest and you solid to where if I do anything wrong, I'm gonna feel guilty. And that's one thing I want to master at myself. Like when somebody play mind games with me, I'm gonna play with them. I'm not. It's not. I'm gonna play with them. Is this? But you talk about defense mechanism. Mm-hmm. If I know you being manipulative, I'm not about to fucking be a goofy. I'm not about to give you my whole heart. I see what you're doing. You're not stupid. You ever see something? But I know you fucking lying. But I'm like,
what?
I know it,
nigga. What?
But the only reason why. But then think about it. Think about this, bro. Say if it keep crazy. Happening. It's like I'm taking advantage. It's like I know. It's like I'm lying right in front of your face, and I know you're not gonna do nothing.
Bro, that's when you say that's crazy.
Yeah, and now you being a goof. You talking to everybody else, talking about some old shit. I'm going through this with the. You want to go through that shit? Yeah. You keep talking to me about it, bro. Like, what is you gonna do? If you got what you hit that step back. You got sometimes hit that fucking James Harden on the motherfucker. Let them know, okay, nigga, I got more of my arsenal. Like, but no, I don't like me. Mm-hmm. I can lie to somebody, but the moment you play mine, and I ain't gonna say I'm. And this is a downfall for me too, cause I think a lot. You know what I mean?
So that's a good thing.
This is the thing. I think a lot. So if I'm around somebody, a woman, of course, I gotta respect her. But if I gotta think too much about how you moving in a sense of
like that. That's not necessarily a bad thing neither though. Cause if you know you shouldn't be with that person. If you gotta
exactly.
Think that,
I never forced myself to be like, I can't trust that person. It's always been something like, hold on, man. Something don't... It's like a thriller. Right. Your instincts, your
intuition.
Hair... Your body is energy, bro. Mm-hmm. I believe that the universe is going to make something react on you to make intuition. You think something like... You ever have somebody lying in your face and something just...
Yes, before I got my heart broken the week ahead from this time.
You can't even let it keep going.
I felt it weird. I'm like, are we on FaceTime?
The whole time you feel
I'm
goofy.
Like, yo, so what? Like, literally, but I'm like, okay, maybe...
It's the energy.
Yeah, but like, boom.
The whole time,
that shit blew up my face. I was like...
When the energy's weird, you're going to feel that shit. Like...
I was
hurt. Me and my girl could be chilling in the room. Her legs could be on mine. And, like, we could be watching a movie. And she going to tell me straight up. She going to be like, what's wrong with your vibe? I'll be like, what you mean? She like, you know, something just ain't right. What you thinking about? I'm like, oh well, shit, such and such is on my mind. Or sometimes I tell her straight up, my bad, baby. I'm really chilling, like, you know what I'm saying. So it just, it's the energy. It's the energy in the situation and with that person. Just like you, didn't you say everything that everything you lie about eventually comes up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's why I don't be tripping. Like you know what I'm saying, or whatever. But if I ask about it or whatever. I'm gonna just chill, sit back, cause you know the truth always loves to smack me in the fucking face. But I'm like, God, I want to know the truth, but please, can you gently?
I mean, you gonna get what you pray for.
Listen, I used to be like, oh, I don't even know the truth. I was like, I don't care if it hit me hard. Yeah, that shit punched the shit out of me. But now I'm like, okay,
the truth hurts.
The truth, yes, it hurts, but can it be like done politely? Where like, yes, my feelings are hurt, but I can accept it and move on instead of it like, you know, out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, just
I feel
randomly.
That. I get. That I get it, but. If life was that easy,
it is sometimes.
Not when it comes to the truth. Not when it comes to chasing success. And not when it comes to paying rent. Not when it comes to eating. Life hard.
Yeah, that shit hard.
Life hard. You know. If life was that easy, everybody had it.
You ever feel like a woman be testing you, bro?
All the time.
Like, This is what I say. Like, okay, to a knife. I ain't the type of dude that's be like, okay, I know it all, I know if you claim. Mm-hmm. But you know, I was raised with six sisters. I'm not saying I know. I may not know myself beyond a woman, but I know the human nature of how a woman can test me. Mm-hmm. And when a woman tests me, it's like, okay, I'm not gonna give you that because, at the same time. For example, let me think of this. Say if you told a woman, okay, say if every day. You call a woman in the morning, calling her and saying, "Hey, I hope you have a good day for work."
Morning,
and you do it so much that the moment you don't do it, she upset.
Mm-hmm.
It may be a reason why, or you just sometimes, man, when we go through stuff,
I can understand why she's upset. It's something she's expecting to happen.
Expecting, but keep going, bro.
I don't think she'd be upset. Like she probably do some shit like, "Oh, where were you? Like why did you hit me up this morning?" Type shit. And, I mean, then you just explain to her, "Oh." Such and such came up. That's an easy problem to fix. But I get what you're going. Most definitely.
Yeah, because the reason why I'm saying that is because it's like if I'm the one that took. Because men, I feel like men put more detail in the sense of appreciation to a woman.
I can't agree with that.
Me personally,
Okay. With you personally, I can only speak on me. That's what I'm saying. Like,
all right. For example, have you ever washed your girl clothes? Have you ever folded your little girl clothes daily? I do that. It was times where I would do that weekly. Mm-hmm. It was times where I understand, okay, you like doing a runway show? You like walking it? I'm going to do a runway show. The reason why I did it, you know, I know shoe color. I know the dates of, you know what I mean? I know favorite colors.
But I mean,
I know, you know, I'm listening.
I do small things like that all the time. Like on her birthday, which was 4 days ago, I wake up every morning at 3 a.m.
Happy belated.
Yeah, I wake up every morning at 3 a.m. to go to work. I set an alarm about 5 minutes earlier before I normally get up. Just to sing her happy birthday, give her a hug, kiss on the forehead. After I brush my mouth, because she quit to tell y'all, don't kiss me with that mouth. She quit to tell me that. So, I mean, like, all the small things I do for her, because I try to do small things for her as much as possible, she has also chipped in to try to do some. And I'm not going to lie, just like you said, I don't feel like the small things she does can measure up to what I've done or what I've continued to do. But I'm also trying to tell myself and make myself understand that she's not the same person as me. She doesn't feel everything that I feel. So when I move in a specific way, I can't expect that way for her. I can't expect her to move the same way. That's what I'm trying to learn. She's her own person.
I'm gonna just send flowers to his door like, hey, baby.
Hey, that might work. Hey. Like, I'm starting to realize like that she's her own person. Like, I know that makes me sound like I'm manipulative and controlling, but nah, like, she's her own person. She's gonna move how she wants to move. She's gonna say, like, I tell her all the time, yo, don't talk out the side of your fucking neck to me. She gonna talk, whenever she upset, she gonna talk out the side of her neck, regardless. Now, how I react at that moment, I've started walking away, and I realized sometimes that ain't always that's not always the answer. And then sometimes I'll say some shit back, like, because I ain't no bitch. I'll say some shit back, and then that damn show ain't it. Like, you got to learn. You really have to learn how to pick and choose your battles. Just like you said in the beginning, catching feelings is scary.
A motherfucker.
I'm going to write a poem about that. It's too late. Hey, you want to make a collaboration?
It's never too late, first of all, because I would still do it. It's my own.
Oh, version. Yeah, go ahead. You do it at your own version. But I'm talking, when you said don't do it, like, I'm going to do it. It's too late. Sure. That's what I was saying.
It's artistic. Do your thing.
I'm a creator. Like, you say you're an artist. I said I'm a creator. I feel that.
No, seriously. I really just been tripping. Like, I mean, some stuff, I mean, I had the right to, but I was still just like, just little things.
Because one thing I noticed, like, if she act crazy and I trip, like, no, I mean, if I trip and she tell me I act crazy, like, she be like, you had like, bitch, this, that, the third. But if she act crazy, I'm supposed to endure that. Like, I'm supposed
to. Man, get it. Man, out of it, man. Listen, I'm selfish to myself, bro. If I feel any type of way, bro, I'll take the L. I ain't about to let nobody control my own.
Nah, man, like, bro, this is my girl. So, like, I ain't gonna lie, I do what she gotta say. Like, yeah. If she was some random chick on the street, like, bro, who the fuck? If you don't get your, but nah, ladies.
If it can be justified to me, if I feel like I
if your ass wrong, you better say this.
I already said it. I'm not real sorry.
Let me make this call real quick, bro. I gotta make a call. I'm glad we had this conversation.
But yeah, catch the decision. I already said sorry, so next step is it's not even on yet. I just know it's coming, so I just gotta wait and just. I think that's why I've been acting a little crazy too, which is not an excuse, but damn, you're.
I just think you're.
Shit's go crazy.
A creature who has a soul and emotions attached to that soul. So you act a certain type of way when certain things go a certain type of way. And that's just anyone living life in general. You're a creature with emotions and a goddamn soul. I understand what you did was wrong. You can't be justified or. Won't be justified or shouldn't be justified or is just for you, like, but yo, at the end of the day, I just like you said, bro, I just want to be loved.
I just want to be appreciated, for real.
Like, how I told
want
y'all
to show that too,
exactly how I told y'all earlier, like, yeah, I know, I told her straight up, yeah, I can show you the sentiments. I'm mad at you, but I love you. She talked about some don't say that right now, like, all right, bro, that's how you feel.
Oh, this is long. This is, oh my god.
Oh yeah, no. Yeah, why did you do that to yourself?
I don't
because you're not smart. You need to quit playing. No, I'm sorry. You are smart. You had a not smart moment. You a lot smarter than this, actually.
Damn.
Damn, but I mean, I'm not. Well, I can't say that though, because if you actually like the dude, if you really like him, if you really like him,
I did that for this. I didn't send it. I was like, I was like, long distance. I was like, nah. I was just like,
I'm gonna say, be careful though, because I had my heart like. I really remember like this. There was one time I had a long distance relationship. After it ended and me and her really stopped talking, I sat down there for a good probably 20 minutes and I screamed, my heart hurts, and I did not know I hurt that bad. Till I scream my heart.
My shit been hurting. No, it's
not. Is he worth it?
Are you asking me right now?
Yes, ma'am.
That's y'all nosy.
If you feel he's worth it, shit, goddamn, go for it.
Yeah. If that's my thing, because, like, you know, like I said, you know, unless you go for it, right? Like, even if you get hurt at the end of the day.
Only reason why I put up with having shit in my relationship, because I know I truly care for that girl. I care for that girl.
I feel like it's worth it, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I want to ask him, but, like, you know, guys, I just don't know how to... Like, I do, but...
You don't know how to what? You got to maneuver differently with some guys. Like, I'm a blunt dude. I want you to just say the shit. Like,
because he probably just... Like, you know what I'm saying? Guys are people different. I'd rather talk like that in person.
I'd rather talk in person than over text, too.
And if you don't, that's fine. We can, like, settle as being friends. Like, we might be around each other. That's cool. But, like, if, you know what I'm saying? When I make it work, we can. Like, I'm down. But are you really down?
So you really looking for love?
I'm not really looking. It actually kind of came to me. I didn't even mean to. Like, I clicked this page because it was through this dude on Instagram story. So I clicked it. I was like, okay. Because I know this is funny, because I normally don't click nobody's shit on their story. Mm-hmm. I don't even click through, because I, like, not click through like that, but, like, if I see them repost it, I normally don't watch them. I was like, okay, cool. Right. You know, but I don't know. I saw a snippet of him and this guy. They were dancing, and he danced a little bit. And I was like, okay, he can dance. So then I watched the dude's story, and that's when I clicked and found his.
And you was like, oh, he cute.
No, I clicked, and I was like, oh, he's a really great dancer. Like, it was crazy. I was like, okay, like, and I was like, going through stuff. I was like, wow, like, okay, like. I felt something. I was like, oh, hell no, you don't even know him. Chill out. So then I
was like. Shawty said, you called feelings instantly.
No, not feeling. I was like, nah, but you got that little spark.
Oh, yeah. I know.
I liked a few stuff, and I commented. I was like, oh, this is dope. You know, hoping he falls back. So I was like, okay. So then, but when I saw him, though, I was like, okay, he's even better in person. But I try not to be too. But I saw him, I was like, damn, he's so cool. And I was like, can you just be calm? So then, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, he came
he's
up
so
to me.
Cool. He's like a middle schooler.
For real. So then, like, a few times he came up to me, we talked. I was like, oh, you're cool, thank you. And I was like, damn, okay, cool. You know, so then, you know, before I left, I gave him like 3 hugs. I ain't gonna catch everybody, y'all. Then I was like, damn, like, I don't wanna miss him.
Oh, you said bye to everybody, like, multiple for real, times. Just to touch your own hug.
I said bye to everybody, like, verbally, like, through my mouth. But him, he was like,
quit front, you like this nigga.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So then, like, he slid in my DMs, like, the next day, he's like, miss your energy already. I was like, okay, play it cool. Play it cool. Because, like,
you give yourself a pep talk and shit.
And I was like, oh, I miss yours too. I didn't want to be too dramatic. I was like, oh, yeah, I miss you. Like, I have not expected to like anybody, because, like this whole time, I've just been chilling. I haven't really been, like, I had something else, but it was, no.
It was not it.
No, like, he called me annoying. Like, I know I'm annoying, but, like, he was really an asshole. And I told him that too. I was like, you're really an asshole. Like, I'm an asshole, but, like, damn, you're like an asshole, but. Whatever that means. Yes, I do like this guy, and I'm just like tripping because, like, I don't know, I'm tripping sometimes. It's not because I like him.
I don't think you're tripping. I just think, yeah, you just like to do, and I mean, long distance can be hard.
But I'm kind of glad. The reason why I'm glad it's long distance, because I feel like if he was in the same city, I wouldn't be getting much done what I'm doing now, which is fine. And I always say that because, like you know, let's say.
You gotta find that balance.
Yeah, because normally, let's say when I was dating somebody here, I was always under him, we was always under each other.
So you clingy?
Low key. Like, I'm not gonna cap.
It ain't low key. Okay. It ain't low key.
Cause I just like, I love. You like love, to be. A,
and
I'm just like,
and there's nothing wrong with that. There needs to be more people. Cause I'm the same way. What? My favorite thing to do with her is nothing. She be sleeping and I will lay my head on her chest. She'll be laying down. I will lay my head on my chest. I just like, bro, I like to be up under the person I'm with.
So I'm
kind of
happy though, because we're both kinda, you know what I'm saying? Cause, you know, I don't want to hold neither one of us back. Mm. So, like.
Don't get me wrong. Like, you, like, when I say find that balance, like, when I go to work, I try not to talk about her. I try not to, like, unless, like, conversation comes up where people are talking about the, you know.
Yeah.
Or, like, she's going to see her parents later this afternoon. I'm doing this podcast with y'all. Like, you just got to find time and balance. But when it's just going to be me and her by ourselves, that's going to be me and her time. I'm going to make sure I'm not on my phone. Or if I am on my phone, it's not going to be for too long. Or it's only going to be, like, because I'm replying to my mom, my grandma shit. Like, I'm going to make sure I give her my attention. I always try to give her my attention. Every night. We do the same thing differently. Every night after work, we come home, we roll up, talk about our day, eat, watch a movie. We do the same thing, but differently every night. And to be honest, it's probably the highlight of my day each and every day, even when we're mad at each other. When I come home, she's here, or when she comes home, I'm here. If I haven't cooked dinner,
I love really fucking hard. It's annoying, but yeah.
Nothing wrong with that. Girl, I be feeling the same way sometimes. I love really hard, and I don't feel like sometimes it's deserved.
It's not, but you know, we were put on this earth to love, so then here come my heart. Like, yeah, I know you've been hurt, but let's do it anyway. Really?
I'm with a really good girl right now.
Yeah.
Everybody likes a bit of conflict.
I want to see if you care, like, listen.
Yeah, you know, I'm not gonna, all right, bro, as much as I don't like arguing, I'm not the argument type. I'm not the argument type. I'm argumenting.
Me neither.
Argumenting. Having arguments, like, bro.
I call that debating, because I don't argue, I just kind of debate.
But it's only a debate if you're both debating. If you're trying to debate and the other person is clearly arguing, it's only a debate if you're both debating.
Yeah.
I'm not the argument type. I will literally leave you there to talk to yourself. You will talk to yourself.
But I would talk calmly. I was like, but if you try to get too loud.
And if you, okay, yeah, then I'm cool with that. I will talk to you like this. Like, sometimes I understand you're going to get flared up about certain things and have passion in your voice. So, yeah, every now and then your voice will raise up. But if I tell you, hey, watch your tone. Hey, chill out. Hey, you talking out the side of your neck. And you continue to go and then you get mad at me because I bounce. You about to be mad and we're like, so I get exactly what you say. I'm a hopeless romantic. Have you not seen my poetry page? Have you not?
I feel like I'm not trying to hide it, but mm-hmm. I think maybe.
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
No, I know that, but I feel like every time. It's just, I don't like it.
You don't like it? Why? Because you fall easily?
Like, not even easily. I haven't felt easy. It just always don't, never goes away from me. But I'm going to say never. Like, I ain't going to try to put that on, like, in my tongue. Sorry, Lord. But it just always seemed to go left. People just love to, like, use and abuse and stuff.
That's why we gotta take that step back sometimes. If you feel they acting a certain type of way, trust that energy. Trust that energy. All right, fellas, ladies, gentlemen, I appreciate y'all tuning in to the On The Mic podcast. This is, like I said, the very first episode. I'm glad to have finally gotten it out the way.
Yay, yay.
I want to thank Napoleon, even though he had to bounce out because he had an important phone call. And I want to thank the woman to the left of me.
You're LaShelle Banks, aka LB.
You feel me, for helping me get this thing started, and can't wait to continue to give y'all more and better content.
Alright.
You on the mic.
We out.
What's your beef?
You're
coming to you live with good vibes and a comfortable space. I am Prince the Poet, and this is the On The Mic podcast. And man, on the mic with me today is
Leon Smith.
My boy Leon Smith, man. We've been boys since 2014, both from North Carolina, born and raised, and both now living in Ohio together, man. Like, he's actually the reason why I moved to Ohio, just to try to get things started and jumping for myself on, like, this podcast, man. So, what's up with you, man?
Just chilling, moving and grooving.
I feel that. So, man, today we're going to be talking about the topic of fear. Like, how fear can stop you from growing, how it can stop you from completing your dreams, how it can stop you from getting anywhere that you want to go to in life, or how it can propel you. Like, how some people take fear as a challenge, like, how it can propel you to being successful or to getting to where you want to get. How it can just stop you from doing the smallest thing, from finding the love of your life. How it can stop you from doing the biggest thing, from whatever is most important to you. Like, fear of losing someone or failure, period. We just going to be talking about fear. With that being said, man, something that I was scared of, like I mentioned in my first podcast, was actually doing this podcast. Like, getting it jumping for myself, getting it going for myself. But one thing that I wasn't scared of that I noticed, which was, you think I would have been, was moving here when we only talked about it for, like, 2 months. We didn't plan it at all. I only had, like, maybe 1,000 in my savings at the time. Mm-hmm. We didn't plan any of it. I just straight got up and left. I have my shit still in North Carolina, to be real. Like, I don't have any family out in Ohio other than you. That, tell me how that wasn't something I should have been fearful of. But with all that being said, man, what's something that you're fearful of from, like, trying to get started, or something that you might, do you take fear as a challenge? sometimes.
I do take fear as a challenge sometimes. Mm-hmm. Now, when you say take as a challenge, like, what do you mean exactly?
Dude, because we know when I was younger, I used to like smoke. Mm-hmm. Like when it was always a problem, I'd tell you, you know, to try to get me, or like if somebody had left, I want the brightest, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't scared of, or like, I would get adrenaline rush, is what I need to say. I had to get an adrenaline rush from those type of moments. I feel like that's where fear challenges you. Like, mm-hmm. one of the areas it can challenge you in. What's something you feel like fear is keeping you from doing, or holding you back from doing, or challenging you to do? Like, what is it motivating you to do?
It's challenging me and slowing down the process of getting into a new career field, you know.
What career field is that?
The insurance world, insurance field.
Okay.
As an agent. You know, as you know, I used to be in car sales. And so when you achieve in your mind success in one field and you're trying to get into something new, there's always going to be that fear of, can I do it? Can I achieve the same amount of success? You know, all these questions that just revolve around fear that are, you know.
Hold on. You mean to tell me that you ain't got no confidence in yourself? Like, you don't feel you can do this, fam?
No, I absolutely have the utmost confidence in myself, but underlying with fear, though.
So
that's how it challenges me.
Okay.
That's how it challenges me.
No, Playboy, we know you got this in the bag, man. Like,
of course.
You got this in the bag. There's nothing to worry about right there. Like,
of course. You know, but it's just still an underlying question.
Yeah, I get it. I would have never guessed that was something really holding you back, to be honest. Like, I see how you're working towards, like, I see you studying. Like, there's been times I hit you, I'm like, hey, bro, you trying to play the game? You'd be like, I can't, I'm studying. Or, like, I've heard you on calls with specific people to try to get you to where you need to be. So, I mean, I just didn't think that was, you know, that you're masking it so well. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't have thought that, which, that ain't good, man. I know, I'm playing, but that's actually real good, like, to see that you're masking it so well, you're taking it so well. But I'm proud of you, bro.
Thank you, bro. And that's,
I'm proud of you.
And honestly, that's something my dad taught me. You know, mm-hmm. he said, inside, you can have, you know, these emotions that may not always be the best to production and progression, but on the outside, you got to show that confidence,
right?
You know, so that's helped me with every area in life, whether that be girls, whether that be sports, whether that be friendships, anything, you know.
Girls.
Yeah.
Cause when you said that, you raised your eyebrows and everything else was just like, yeah, girls,
you know, sports, whatever.
And I was like, okay, yeah, you highlighted on that. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. No, man, that's dope. What do you feel like is, do you feel like that's also, like, pushing you to go further into what you're trying to do with this insurance role? Like, it's getting you to be able to do what you're doing when you're talking to these people on the phone, to be able to say the right thing. That, like, do you think it's helping you out?
What?
This fear, because, I mean, from what you sound like, yeah, you're scared of starting a new career, but it sounds like you have no problem with, like, going after it, pursuing it. So I like, are you taking this as a challenge? Are you not, I mean, are you using fear to, like, make new ground for a new comfort zone? Like,
exactly. There's always learning and fear, and so right now I'm learning a lot about myself and in the procrastination, and so that's how fear is challenging me right now. But I know for a fact, you know, I have the utmost confidence in myself that once I do just open that door and I put my one toe, foot, whatever, through that door, that all fear is going to go away.
Speaking of getting your foot in, yo, one of my boys actually just signed a contract and getting overseas, man. And, like, I told him, you know, I was proud of him and everything. Like, that's him getting his foot in. Like, I know he's going to do great, do amazing things over there. And, like, he don't seem scared about it at all. Like, he was posting, like, he was ready to go. Like, he was like, all right, peace out, United States. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many people doing great things in life. Like, there's, y'all seem like y'all having everything figured out. Like, but then you got people like me, man. I've been procrastinating on shit just because I'm scared to start it.
To be honest, man, and I mean, just to say it again, in that same talk that I had with my dad, you know, because a lot of it comes from fear of rejection or feeling less than.
Yeah.
You know, he told me that basically. And this crazy Ja Morant says this, it's like one of his slogans, beneath no one. And so what that means to just him and also myself, and what my dad said, is just that everybody's on a level playing field. Those people that you're talking about, myself, which you didn't even know, that person, your homeboy who's over and overseas right now playing basketball or whatever, he has fear. You know, he's not showing it. You know, he's putting on a mask.
That's what it is, y'all not showing it.
Yeah, exactly. And so, I mean, whether that be a weakness or a strength, everybody just has a different way of channeling it.
And that's actually not like everybody's, that's what I'm saying, I'm proud of everybody for. Like, y'all are actually doing, y'all doing the damn thing, man. Like, y'all out there, y'all putting things together, y'all working, y'all trying to get that life that y'all see for yourselves. And that's really the ultimate goal right there. Like, that's something that actually motivates me, because I'm scared of not living that life.
Yeah.
That's one thing that I've been using to try to push me to get this started, to just do the right things when it comes to money-wise, to get myself straight. Because moving to Ohio, which I didn't realize at the time, was dumb as fuck, because I don't have no family here, fam. Like, it's really me. Mm-hmm. Like, out here, bro, like, by myself. Like, I mean, I got you and everything. I got my girl. I got the dog. But after that, it's wraps, man. Like, I don't know nobody out here. Like, nobody looks familiar either. Like, it's just, it's a whole new world. It's different out here. Mm-hmm. And that's something that I wish I would have thought about more. Like, mm-hmm. Just throwing myself into the fire, I wasn't smart. I won't. And that's something that's making me realize I don't want to live like this. Like, I don't want to. There was a time I was late on rent. I said in one of my poems, like, I've been late on rent. I don't want to have those nights where, bruh, I've been going to sleep instead of eat. I'd be so goddamn hungry, I go straight to sleep. I like, and then wake up hungry, like, mad as hell. Wake up, I ain't trying to live like that.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to do this. Like, that's one thing that fear is pushing me towards to do, like, not live how I'm living now. I'm not trying to do that no more.
I think ultimately what fear in your situation feels like, because I've definitely been there before, because we both went through the same process of not having any family here, because, you know, as you know, I also don't have any family except for my uncle and aunt, and, you know, I've developed a family here through their, you know, connections and everything like that. But through that maturation and solidarity and being here alone almost in a way, and away from family and away from, you know, quote unquote, that support system, I feel like I've grown so much.
And I can't say I feel like I've grown in this year, but one thing I remember you telling me is when you were here, you felt like you had nobody. Mm-hmm. And you had to learn to confine in yourself and figure things out for yourself, like how to do certain things or how to go about certain things in certain ways. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that helped you grow, or do you feel that, like, that hurt somehow, like not being able to express how you felt to someone, not being able to truly understand what you're going through? Like, you feel like that hurt you?
I don't think so, honestly. I feel like that is honestly one of my biggest strengths.
How so?
Because when I first got here, and before I even got here, I relied on other people's opinion, I relied on other people's validation, I relied on other people's just everything.
Right.
You know, advice, whatever it may be. I was so dependent on so many people for so many things in my life.
Right.
Coming here gave me my own validation. It gave me my own mental solidarity to know that, you know what, Leon, you don't have any family here. You don't have any friends right now before you came. Why are you not going out of the house? Why are you not going downtown? Why are you not meeting people?
I'm a homebody, to be real.
I know, but you still have to have those social settings.
Of course.
For so long, I didn't have those. But what I taught myself is that I don't need that necessarily. Mm-hmm. I can go to a movie by myself. I can go to dinner by myself. I can,
true.
And this is going to sound crazy, I can have a conversation with my inner self.
This is very true. I understand that deeply. Like, remember, like, before we had to do this, I had to take a 10-minute break to get my head right. Like, I had to meditate. That's what I did. I focused. I meditated. I was speaking to myself, and then I was focused on my breathing. I had to get myself right. So, I understand that completely. Mm-hmm. But you don't get, like, lonely, bro. Like,
I don't, man.
For real?
I really don't, to be honest, because you know what? And this may not be healthy, and I don't know if it's the absolute 100% truth, but that's why I go so hard in every other aspect of my life. Because I'm not giving myself that crutch to say, oh, I'm lonely. Lonely is, like my mom used to say, it's crazy. My mom used to tell me all the time, boring people are bored.
Boring people are bored. She said that when you was a kid. And
she did, because I used to be like, mom, I'm bored.
Come out, bro. She right. But you can't use that excuse for when you a kid, man. When you a kid, you kind of like, she can't.
Exactly. And so,
I trained up a child.
But, you know, apply the same thing to adulthood and just be like, if I'm bored or if I'm lonely, I'm really not lonely.
Yeah,
I can go out in this world and I can meet somebody.
You're most, that's actually a smart thing to invest in a child at such a young age on boring people are bored. Like I said, a child is not gonna get that, but yeah, when you get older, like,
it resonates.
Yeah, that's because my grandma would always say, "You ain't wrong when you right," and I never understood what that meant. But I used to joke about it, like, "You ain't wrong when you right." You know? Like,
really,
you? But yeah, really, like, I used to joke about it, like, "You ain't wrong." Like, I say that, but now that I understand, like, you ain't wrong when you're in the right, bro. You in the right.
Exactly.
Ain't no wrong about it. Exactly. Like, hey, man. Telling you. So, nah, that's crazy, man. Things that we don't realize as kids growing up. Mm-hmm. What about the things we didn't appreciate? Mm-hmm. Man, like, not paying for shit. Getting whatever you wanted. Being able to chill.
Weekends.
Nigga, Saturday mornings. Eating a bowl of cereal watching goddamn Kids WB. Yeah. What? He said weekends. But school was a privilege. Yes. School was a privilege. Now, I'm not gonna lie, school's a funeral for creatives like me, but man, that 9-to-5 was a lot easier than the 9-to-5 I got now.
Hell yeah.
So, yeah, man, I got my boy on the mic with me today, and we're gonna try to get into topics, things like fear, how it can hold you back, how it can propel you to actually reaching greater heights, how it can challenge you, how some people take fear and get an adrenaline rush from it. You know, things that we feel fear can do to you in life. And then also, we're going to get on things like coming to you live with good vibes in a comfortable space. I am your host, Prince the Poet, and this is the On the Mic podcast. And on the mic with me today is my boy,
Leophis, a.k.a. Leon.
Hey. My man's Leophis, you feel me? Nah, really, my boy Leon, man. This has been my boy since about, 2014?
Year of graduation, 2014.
Yeah, man. We've been kicking it since then, bro. Just living life, enjoying stupid decisions that we made in the past, bro. Just birthdays we celebrated, conversations we had.
Trips,
bro. What you did not appreciate or understand as a child, like morals that your parents tried to teach you as a child that you now understand now, or like things that you didn't appreciate as a child that you wish you could go back to now. So things like that. And with all that being said, we just gonna jump right into it. Probably didn't realize, it don't gotta be like TV shows, but what's something you didn't catch, man? Like, what's something you just now realizing? Like,
something I'm just now realizing, man.
I'm gonna let you know right now. Just like we were saying before, all the things my grandparents had, like my grandpa used to make me get up at 6 a.m.
yeah,
to mow the damn lawn. And that put in like a work habit for me. Like,
yeah.
So that's something I did not realize at a young age, what he was trying to do to help build me to be the person I am today.
Yeah.
Like, but I hated that shit. Mm-hmm. Talking about, like, bro, the TV shows we used to watch on Saturdays, and those were the days he wanted to do that shit. Or the days people wanted to clean was on Sunday. Oh, Lord, waking up to gospel music early in the morning. Never wanna live without you. Goddamn, my grandma coming out. Get a rag and a squirt bottle. Get a rag and squirt water. I ain't never say that. But dang, man, bruh. I ain't even gonna flex. I go back in a minute.
I don't know, man. I wouldn't go back.
I go back in a minute.
I wouldn't go back.
Why not?
I wouldn't go back because, honestly, bro, there's so many things that I had to go through as a child that were not my choice.
Mm-hmm.
That were painful, that were
okay,
emotionally hurtful.
Draining. Okay.
Draining. And I don't want to go back to that place. Because
I get it.
Because you're almost in a way defenseless, or you're not in a position to help yourself.
I get what you're saying. Let me reword what I said, and I'd go back to the good memories that I had.
Yeah.
If I could relive the good memories, that's what I go back to. You're absolutely right. Because there's a lot of things. That, yeah, if I could go back to, I wouldn't. Yeah. Nah, I'd be right here in this chair with you, dog, talking about what we doing now. You feel me?
Like, exactly.
Shit, I didn't think about it like that. That was a good way of wording it, fam. That was a real good way of wording it. But nah, if I could go back to days where all I had to do was clean in grandma's house to get grandma cooking,
mm. going to sports practice, getting off, food being cooked,
man,
laundry being done,
just being able to play ball all day. Like Wednesdays, when I used to wake up at 6 a.m, go to the gym from 6 to 8, and this is like I had Reggie with me or Jordan with me. We like Wednesdays, we had nothing to do Wednesdays, like when we were out of school, bro. Go to the gym from 6 a.m. till 8 a.m.
Yeah.
Go home, eat breakfast, play video games till about 11. And then from 11, we'd go to UNC from 11 till 2. Go get some Bojangles, bro. Like maybe roll up or something. Like, you know, just enjoy the day until about, say, maybe like 3:30. Then we head back to UNC. And then we go from like 4 till midnight, bro. What those?
Your day was full.
Yes.
Of bro. Excitement.
Yes,
there
bro.
Wasn't 9 till 5. I get off, then my day starts.
Exactly, it man. Like, just doing pretty much what I wanted to do. And that's like, of course, some people wouldn't want to play basketball 25-8 all day, every day. Some people would want to do other things, but it was what I wanted to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What we wanted to do. We brought our fire to the court, and there were days where we didn't see the out of bounds. Like, we were on the court the whole time. Like,
yeah.
Those were the days that, like,
effortless.
Yes. Effortless. This, my breathtaking. Like, those were the moments that really is what I lived for at that time. And then now it's a different time, of course. Like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Like, I want to.
Yeah.
So I have to find other things for myself. Like, I have to find not other things, but I have to find other times to be able to fill in what I want to do for myself. And that's something I miss.
Mm-hmm.
Being able to have all that freedom
mm-hmm.
to be able to do what I wanted to do, or to be able to plan out something different to do that day.
Mm-hmm.
If I just wanted to break habit, being able to just have the freedom to plan and do whatever I wanted to do. That's something I miss from my childhood. Or like, I didn't appreciate as much when I was younger. Like, not having responsibilities, not having bills, not having God. I love my dog, but that's a bill. She a bill. That's what she is. She a walking bill, a walking shitting bill. Because I love her to death. She shows me the most affection. On days when I'm low, like, yeah, she looking at me now, but on days when I'm low, where she just come and lay her head on my chest, she be like, ah. She made a little heart melt. Like, bro, what are the things that you would appreciate that you could have again or go back to?
If I could go back and do it, man, or if I could go back, it was a time period in my life where video games with my boys,
I remember,
was everything.
I remember.
This is a little bit before then.
Oh, damn! You need to talk about the moments with me.
No, don't get me wrong. Because at that moment, though, we were transitioning into college and stuff like that.
Mm.
I'm talking about those high school days.
Gotcha.
Call of Duty days, Black Ops 2, Black Ops
4. We still play video games.
Nah. We still do. But you talking about a time period where you wake up, parents cook breakfast, you hop on a game, you practicing for league play. Like, if I could go back to those days, man, I would do so many things, not just differently, but I would just stop and I would just think about it and be just a present in a moment. Be like, you know what? This is not going to last forever.
I feel that.
You know, because...
I feel that because a lot of the moments I miss being here, like my grandma.
Yeah.
Like, nigga, that's my favorite person, bro. Like, damn, man, I miss her so much. She ain't even going to be able to hear this. Good, because I be getting mushy. She be like, oh, shut that shit up.
Why grandma's so tough?
I don't know about that either. My grandpa ain't no bitch. My grandpa was that nigga who ate a bowl of nails for breakfast with no milk. Like,
I'm talking about emotionally, though.
Like, bro, a different time back then. You couldn't show emotion back then, bro. Yeah. It was considered a weakness.
Yeah.
Like, I'd be like, grandma, like, what's all right? I'm like, grandma, I love you. She was like, uh-huh, you better. I'm like, what? You not gonna say it back? She's like, I don't need to. What that mean? Like, nah, why our grandparents so tough? It's building.
They had to go through racism.
Just like you said, though, like, they had to go through racism. They had to go through oppression. Like, it was a colder time, man. Like, damn, that's crazy. That might be like, I say something to my grandma, and she just, all right, whatever, like, type stuff. But she's still my favorite person because she quick to roast you.
Yeah.
Like, she'll tell you like it is, like, whatever it needs to be said at that moment. She just, if I could go back, I would go back to some moments. And then also, just like you said earlier, bro, some of those moments I don't want to see again. Like,
work, me trying to work at that car dealership in North Carolina, that wasn't successful. When I came here and sold cars, that was successful.
Yeah.
That's a moment I wouldn't go back to. Yeah. I said in the first episode how I had one of my exes come up to the place I was staying at when me and Chance were living together, knocking on the door, 3 a.m.
Mm.
Talking about some Prince thing, like 3 a.m. Looking for me.
But honestly, man, going back to that time period, because that's not that time period specifically, but right around that time when I met you and like we were starting to kick it, that summer of 2015, when we was going down to like Frank's College and stuff like that, bro, I would go back to those times.
We was going stupid, bro.
And honestly, bro, because you taught me so much, bro. Like, and I tell you this, but I don't think you really understand the appreciation I have for that time period in my life, because you helped me understand what it means to be a confident young man in myself, regardless of anything, you know, because females was a weakness of mine, and I can admit that. And you know,
that's
that.
Every man's weakness.
Yeah.
Well, not every man, but like, nah, there's a lot of men's weakness like that. A lot of men struggle with that. Like, nah, I get it. I get it.
And now I look back and I'm just like, those core philosophies or beliefs that you really like, you know, helped me understand has helped me honestly till this day with it. Whether it be car sales, whatever it may be, confidence is confidence. And I've taken that and I've grown with it in every area, man. So thank you, honestly. That's definitely a time I appreciate.
I appreciate you telling me that. Like, I remember those moments where I was telling you, man, Leon, bro, you my nigga. Y'all, bro, you a handsome dude, bro. You was over there talking about some, bro, I'm shy to talk to her, bro. I don't want to talk to her. I was like, what you want to talk to her, bro? She know, and I like how I look. I was like, nigga, fuck all that, bro. Y'all over there, get her number, bro. Like, yeah, I remember those, bro. Like, I remember you, like, telling me, you was like, bro, I just wish I had alcohol with me all the time. It made me feel, like, I was telling you, you ain't need it. But those are times I appreciate, too, man. But we had some crazy-ass moments together. Dude. We used to go to Buffalo Wild Wings, order, like, rack of wings. I remember we told them girls, we was like, yeah, we gonna order some wings and then come over y'all dorm. We ordered them wings and ate them bitches. And then went over there. It was hot. It was mad as hell, bro.
That was when Michael Jordan, Steph Curry, and all those, and James Harden was like all on a cover 2K. What was it, 2K12?
Wow, bro, no, that was like 2K13.
2K, dang.
Dang, bro, that's crazy. Damn, I make that sound like we 30. Like, damn.
We count years by the 2Ks.
For real?
Well, you remember that 1 year that happened? What 2K was out?
Hey, you remember when such and such happened? Yep, because MJ was on the cover of 2K. 2K
Mello was on the Knicks.
Oh, damn, bro. We for real. All we did was play sports and video games, bro. Sports, video games, and girls was pretty much life at that point.
Yeah.
That's shit. At that point, life ain't need to be none of those. Like, the niggas was good. Good. Moms was cooking, so I knew I was eating.
Yeah.
All right, then the worst thing I had to worry about was failing a test.
I had a lot to worry about back then, man. But you, after high school, man, it was a good time because, you know, college wasn't really working out for me. I was just in a place, bro, where I didn't know where I was going or what I was doing, you know?
I get that. That, like I said, with this podcast thing, before I even started this, like, that's actually the reason why I so jumped to Ohio, bro. Like, I told you, bro, I felt so damn complacent.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I didn't know what the hell to do next. Like, I'm pretty much just working to live. Like, I didn't know what the hell to do next. I was selling cars, not enjoying it.
Mm-hmm.
Best thing looking forward to my day was going to my grandma's house, bro. Like, just to chill, chat with my grandma, like, cause that's when you had moved to Ohio too.
Yeah, so.
And after you moved, it was just really me and Aunt, and we weren't working at Pelicans no more, so I won't see him like that. Like, I still saw him, but I won't see him like that.
Yeah.
We won't make the moves like that because, like you said, y'all were transitioning and doing different things, and I knew I wanted to do something with poetry, but I didn't know how.
Yeah.
Especially living where we lived at, like, North Carolina, where it was Roxboro, North Carolina, ain't shit there. Like, nothing at all at home. A little bit more to do. Like, I figured out a little bit more once I was in Durham and everything. Like, what I wanted to do, open mic, stuff like that. And that actually, when I really started being more confident and posting more videos, like, started recording myself and doing things like that. So, yeah, nah, that was... I get what you're saying, like a hard time trying to figure out what you wanted to do, how you wanted to do it. And
that's also where fear stemmed in, like not knowing, me feeling like I knew I had some purpose, but I didn't know what the fuck it was to do. Like, yeah. Being scared of not being able to figure out my purpose, exactly. Or feel my purpose.
That question always running through your mind. Even, like, I remember one time I was at a lake with some girls. It was me, Maurice, and Rayshawn. Mm-hmm. Was at the lake with these three white girls. And I remember just sitting out there. I was having fun. It was cool. But I remember thinking to myself, and I do this sometimes. I was thinking to myself, like, what do I do with my life, bro? Like, this is fun, yes.
I get that. Like, I used to do that, too.
You know, because when you that was the first... Honestly, that time period right there, like, after high school, it was fun, but it was also a time of, like, the first initial stress in my life. Of questioning, like, oh, shit, life is real now. I'm 18 years old because I graduated when I was 17. I'm 18 years old, and I got to start thinking about real shit.
I got to start doing things. Yeah. Like, not just playing around or, oh, mommy, daddy will save me. Like, I got to start being responsible. I got to start owning up to shit. Like,
but to be honest, bro, looking back, bro, I have so much appreciation for my dad and my mom because they never, ever, ever put a pressure on me to either move out or force me to do something I didn't want to do. They let me just grow and try different shit. I tried.
Same.
Work, you know?
I can say my aunt and uncle did the same for me because, my childhood and background, things like that weren't always the best. So my aunt and uncle, once they finally got their hands on me, they molded me to be a better young man because... My uncle, when I was on the phone with him last night, we're talking about some issues that I was going through last night, actually. He told me, he was like, man, he was like, originally you were, like, well, this is everybody, young male, but originally you were a statistic. He was like, in the path you were going down before you started switching things up, bro, he was like, you were going to fit that role. Mm-hmm. He was like, so you changed? He was like, telling me how proud he was of me because I was, going through some emotional issues with just life at the time, and I just needed somebody, some type of guidance.
Yeah.
And he gave that to me, and just like you said, I'm very appreciative that my aunt and uncle have been able to allow me to just grow and figure out who I wanted to be. And eventually, me making this jump to Ohio has also helped me figure that out, so because I couldn't stay there forever, of course. Like, I had to figure out myself.
Exactly.
Like, not a whole... my own and everything like that, but how much they did for me, that's something I appreciate too. Like, just golly, how much they done for me. My grandma, shit, my mom, my real mom, because she's also doing a lot for me now. Our relationship's starting to get better. And that's, I'm not even gonna flex, bro. There's actually a few teachers I would thank, bro. It's like three. It's like three teachers I would thank, man. I'm gonna tell you right now, the rest of them teachers, they can eat a sack of baby dicks. I don't care about them, bro. Like,
yeah.
It was. But like, that goes back to me feeling like school is just a funeral for creators. Like,
yeah. School for me was, it was painful, bro. Because, I mean, just to keep it high, like, after my parents split up, I was lost in life for so long. You know, because I was a really good student in middle school and elementary school. Like, I was an A student, and that was, like, everything, because my parents was, like, on top of me, you know, but with drugs and everything like that, their attention to me declined, and their attention moved so more so towards drugs, and I remember just, like, feeling lost. Nobody came to my football games, nobody came to practices, you know, and that's why, you know, my cousin Rayshawn passing was so hard for me, and his mom passing
was
so
hard.
His mom, Nancy, and him, they took me to football practice. I spent the weekends there, you know, and so school was also painful. School was painful.
Yeah.
It was just a lot of confusion. You know, I don't even remember talking to people in school, to be real. Looking back, except for Chance, Frank, and Maurice, but to be in reality, bro, I really wasn't even talking, though. You know, like, school was, I was just walking through that shit. I don't even know how I graduated.
God, I was a class clown for a couple of years straight, like, running. And niggas nominated me type.
Most likely to make you laugh.
Yeah, exactly. Niggas nominated me type shit. Like, I mean, I was always really social, but I do remember school. Like I said, I feel like it's a funeral for creators. Like, it's a necessary tool. Like, it's essential, but it's not. After high school, I probably should. Like, main reason why I spent the time in college was because of basketball, of course. Like, once I realized basketball wasn't it, like, I left school. but it's not what really helped me figure out where I wanted to go or what I wanted to be. Now, there were some classes that I was most interested in than others, of course, and that's with any student, which was mainly my writing classes. But when they gave us creative time to write or to be ourselves, like when we were forced to write something,
yeah.
Oh yeah, nah, I ain't do none of that shit. Like, yeah. And main time my grades were ever up was during basketball season, actually, when I had to sit up front, dress up for games, things like that. Nah, I didn't like school at all. School was a difficult time for me and a terrible time for me.
Yeah.
If I could go back to that, I damn sure would. I go back to playing basketball. Nah, but one thing I can most definitely say is that what I've learned from both situations is with fear, definitely embrace it. That's the best thing you can do. And don't let it hold you for too long. Don't let it hold you, period. If you feel it's holding you any type of way, shake that shit off.
Yeah.
That, and also I've learned to appreciate the moments I'm in that I enjoy.
Like, yeah.
Times when I'm just walking with my girl and we're holding hands. Small moments like that, or I'm just playing with my dog. Times when we on the game. Try to step out of your comfort zone. But yeah, just appreciate the moments when I'm on the game. Appreciate those moments that I'm in. And shit. Enjoy life, have fun.
Exactly.
That's the biggest thing, man. Trying to figure out how to balance work and play. Because I get caught up trying to work so much sometimes to make sure I get bills paid. That, man, I be so drunk to do anything else. Like, my girl's been mad. Like, why you always going to bed so early? Because I work. Like, she's been mad at me at times because I think it was, like, November, because I was busting my ass most of November for December, like, to stack up to have bread for Christmas presents, shit like that.
Yeah.
And it was nice. She wanted to go out and stuff, and we didn't because I was tired, you know, things like that. So definitely appreciate the moments that I'm living in.
My thing, just to address what you said, and I saw this interview with Steve Harvey, and it's something that's a philosophy that he said he himself lived by, and he wants his sons and other young men, you know, of color, period, that is lived by, is, you know, he wants us, and he lived by the philosophy that if you struggle your 20s, your 30s are going to be easier, your 40s are going to be even easier. You know, he calls it the struggle the first 20, enjoy the second half, you know, the second 20. And so that's why I'm going so hard now, you know, and I've made certain sacrifices as far as, you know, excluding certain people from my life, you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Because it's a distraction to me, not to everybody, you know, but to me personally, I do struggle with that balance. And so I would rather focus on myself right now in this front 20. So then that way, just like we said earlier about the childhood appreciation, I can enjoy those moments and I can really live the life that I want, because so many people are unhappy into their 30s, into their 40s.
Man, you got your head put on together, my brother. Like, bro, you just got the right mindset, the right demeanor, man. You just that dude, bro.
I appreciate that, man. But honestly, it's no glory don't go to me, bro. It goes to God.
Yeah, man, you're right. Glory be to you, man. Glory be to God, man. I'm glad to call you my son, dog. I want y'all to know, man.
Akbar Jr.
Do you know what I'm saying? No, bro. But yeah, man, you've always been like my little brother, man.
Absolutely,
like,
man. Same. You always been my big bro.
Yeah, man. I'm glad we getting shit together, getting shit done together, bro. Still on the same path to get shit done. So we appreciate y'all for tuning in to the On The Mic podcast. That's all the time we have, because he got to go get this movie for his unk. And shit, I'm going to go ahead and write a couple of more things, fix up a couple of more poems, try to come up with more ideas and exciting topics to talk with y'all about. So until next time, you on the mic, what's your beef? I'm Prince the Poet. I'm out. To whether it's to figure out who you are, to overstep some type of boundary that you feel is holding you back, whether it's to go under it, around it, over it, however you get through it.